Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one. Lonzo, what is happening to me?
It's always with my name. I mean, I'm starting to feel a little concerned here that that I have irked you in some way, which I have never done since I've known you.
No,
I've never, ever done that.
Of
so, I mean, am I fading over here?
No, you know what it is? It is Wednesday, my dudes. It is Wednesday, and today is a wonderful day in footballdom. Today is a wonderful day in footballdom.
Okay, what does that have to do with you forgetting my name? I mean, it's a nice transition try here, but, you know.
Two things happened. Number one, I went during the break, and I dropped the LBs, but I've kind of flattened out at about 205. I've just kind of flattened it out at about 205. And in a conversation.
What are you wanting to go to Matthew levels here? I mean, how skinny are you wanting to get?
The goal was to get down to 200 flat. I'd like to spend one day at 199 just to say I did it, right? But like I'd like to get to 200, but I've kind of flattened out at 205, and it doesn't really matter what I do at this point. I'm just kind of flattened out. So at a conversation at a doctor's appointment a handful of days ago, I was talking to the doc, and he said if you want to drop more, you need to put some muscle mass on because muscle will up your metabolism a little bit more. You're kind of had a metabolism plateau. You don't have to get ripped, but like just put a little bit of muscle mass on because muscle will eat the carbs and the calories up a little bit faster. So because like I'm obviously not going to go to the gym, right? I broke out a resistance band from the closet. And, during the break, sometimes I'll go over there and rip out a set of, 10 curls, or I'll stand on it and hit the tricep. Beach muscles.
So really what it comes down to is you're trying to lose weight, so you're trying to forget me. I'm offended.
How did you make yourself...
I've been body shamed again.
How did you make yourself the victim in I want to put some biceps on?
Because...
How did you make yourself a victim here?
Think about it. We were talking about how you forgot my name and you immediately started talking about losing weight.
Well, what I was going to...
I mean, what would you think if you were me?
What I was going to say there is that... During that break, I decided to go over there and do my best impression of Cam Scataboo and just throw myself headfirst into it until I couldn't feel the extremities anymore. So I knocked out like 20 tri raises on both sides. And then as I walked back and sat back down to get excited about this segment, I realized, ow, that hurts. And I'm out of shape and this is terrible.
By being Cam Scataboo, you bumped into the desk and knocked all my pops down, and that's why you were thinking of me and forgot my name because I'm going to have to go in there and pick them all up.
No, I didn't do any of that. I did slam my own thigh into the desk, though, so we're getting it back together. Today is a wonderful day in footballdom, ladies and gentlemen, because this evening we get Wednesday night college football.
Is anybody else out there excited about that? I mean, I get Maction is a thing. But I don't know. I mean, it's
Look, I think that these games are, and I say this with full intention or full knowledge that some people are going to take this personally.
During this time of year, you are a sports guy.
I am a sports guy. Some people are going to take this personally. These are the games that you are excited about if you're just a fan of football. Not of a team, just the game of football.
Or if you want to see who's going to be in the transfer portal and move up, I guess.
Possible.
It's like watching minor league baseball. They're going to make it there someday, maybe.
It is very possible. There may be a dude or two who jumps off the page on two Wednesday night college football games between Missouri State at Middle Tennessee at Johnny Red Floyd Stadium in Murfreesboro. Or
the stream Liberty. The stream is coming to your defense. They're excited about Maction.
Yeah, love Maction.
I am incorrect.
Maction is the type of football that you watch if you are a football fan. Not a fan of your team, not a fan of just like the highest level, just a fan of dudes playing the game of football.
So you're saying I'm lesser because I'm not a Maction fan?
No, not because you're not a Maction fan. I'm saying I stay up till the end of Monday Night Football knowing it's killing me slowly, and you don't. I stay up till the end of Thursday Night Football watching it knowing it's killing me slowly.
By the way, I still watch it the next morning. So I don't watch any less football as far as what you're talking about there than you do. I watch the game in its entirety. I watch till halftime. I watch the second half the next morning, and it's fresh in my mind because I just watched it. So I come here, and I can talk for like 35 seconds about it, but that's okay. I watched the entire thing.
The point is, if you're getting fired up about a Wednesday night Missouri State, Middle Tennessee State game, you're a junkie.
You're just saying you'll be tired tomorrow. That's
yeah,
what you're
for, saying. For sure. Go ahead and book that. Absolutely, without a doubt. Now, not as bad as normal because the late game tonight kicks off at 8 p.m., not some of the left coast 10-15 p.m. games we've had on a couple of Thursdays. But hey, I'll take it. Then we got four games tomorrow, including ECU at Tulane. Excited. Pumped up. Excited. More excited about the fact that starting tonight, we have 49 days consecutively in a row where there is a college or a professional game every night. 47 weeks. I'm like Scott Hansen, but like long term, 7 weeks of college and pro football consecutive days starts right now. I'm pumped about it. I'm excited about it. Now, I did... earlier in the show, we did talk about we talked a little bit about the wifey. She's a big college football fan, but we have had discussions. She and I, we have had discussions about, you know, when we're a little bit older and we retire, like where do we want to live? Do we want to stay in the upstate? My goal has always been to retire in New Orleans. She wants to retire on a beach. We're like, all right, maybe Destin, right? It's only like 3 hours away, and we could be on the beach, but we could still pop over for some trips, whatever. Like, we're having this conversation. And
wait, possible we're pop over for some, you mean take a trip?
Yeah, take a trip from Destin to New Orleans over the weekend.
Pop over for some trips.
Yes.
Okay.
We could take a trip over to New Orleans whenever we want, but she could be on the beach. Do we maybe go to like South Louisiana where we could be on a beach, not as pretty as Destin, but we're also right next door to New Orleans? Like there's conversations, right? And one of the conversations that we have had in years gone by is I have told her, aside from the lifelong goal of to either retire in New Orleans or retire somewhere but be rich enough that we just have a house in New Orleans that we can go to whenever we'd like to. I would like that house to be somewhere near Canal Street, which is obviously the very famous street in Uptown New Orleans, for two reasons. Number one, that's old New Orleans. Like, that's where the spirit of New Orleans lives. And number two, it's a straight streetcar ride to the New Orleans Super Bowl where I will have Saints season tickets at some point. Even if the team is going to suck forever and always. Hey, I can't. What do you want me to tell you? I'm life loyal. So, we were having the conversation about if it was going to be New Orleans. Do we go like uptown, which is further away from the Superdome, but like there's bigger houses, a little less expensive, a little bit more going on. Where are we closer to more like the south end of Canal Street? It's a little closer to the Superdome, and I could have the season tickets and we could like tailgate and then just pop over for the games, whatever. We've had that conversation. Well, during the break, something came up across my Instagram feed that I kind of found interesting. For the Packers fans specifically, There is a house that is up for sale that is about a 2.5 to 3 minute walk away from Lambeau Field. Lambeau Field, obviously and famously, where the Green Bay Packers play. This house is like a glorified standalone apartment. This house is something to the tune of like 750 square feet. It's like one bedroom, one bathroom, not real big, either one of them. It's a little bitty house. Now, it does have attached to it a garage that is about the same size as the house. It's a good size garage, but it's a garage attached to the house.
You gotta have room for all your cars.
Or room to throw the most badass Packer tailgate party of all time every single Sunday that they're at the crib. So, big garage, about a 750 square foot house. Now, that comes with the knowledge that, yes, you could pretty much throw a baseball to Lambeau Field from this house, but you also have to live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, a city that, at this point, pretty much only exists because the Packers still play their football there.
It also gets really cold.
And also, it gets really cold. So, my question is, let's say that you're a Packers fan. How much are you spending on that house if you have the money to do it, right? Like, what's the budget? You would say anything more than that, even for a hardcore fan, is kind of ridiculous. Because this house got listed at $750,000. And my initial thought was, to be honest with you, for a 750-square-ish square foot house, like, if that house was in Taylor, South Carolina, I'd be like, y'all lost your gosh dang minds, man. Like, you've lost your friggin' minds. But if you're a Green Bay Packer fan and this thing is easy walking distance, like comfortable walking distance to Lambeau, you can see Lambeau, you can throw a baseball and hit it, $750 kind of feels like solid if you're a season ticket holder and you're going to every game, maybe you already live there, or you want a house that you can own and fly up to Green Bay, Wisconsin and spend some time in and then go to the Packers games, whatever, feels like that's a big deal. Then I started looking through when this house popped up in a news story on my Instagram feed during the break, then I started looking through some of the comments that were made. And there were a couple of people in there that were talking about that they're from Green Bay, they live in Green Bay, they know this house, whatever. And they said, it's going to go on the market at $750,000. But they genuinely believe that this house will ultimately get a million offers and that it will sell for well clear of $1 million plus, like probably close to $1.25 million when it finally hits whatever the highest offer for the home is. Even if you had it, you coming off $1.25 million a year to own a 750-ish square foot home because it is next to the stadium that your football team plays 8 or 9 games at a year?
If you can afford that, yes. I mean, think about it. If you have the money to buy that house, you probably got a lot of money.
Am I a bad fan? Because, like, I want to move back to New Orleans in my retirement, but it is because I love the city of New Orleans. It's got the best food in the world. It's got the best, in my opinion, it's got the best music scene in the world. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got the best art. It's just the best place in the world to me. And also, by the way, it's very nice that the football team I grew up loving plays there. But I got to tell you, if you said you can have a house for $750K that is more towards the Irish Channel, you know, 15, 20 minute journey to get to the Superdome for $750, or you can have the same price like a 750 square foot home right next to the dome in the middle of Tailgate Central, I gotta tell you, I want the bigger house down the street and I'll friggin' walk. Like, that just, I don't know, maybe, am I just a bad fan that I'm at that spot? Now, Here's what I do despise. Keegan said somebody's just going to buy it and then rent it out on as an Airbnb, which is absolutely going to happen. No Packers fan is going to own that. It's going to get bought up by an investment real estate company who's going to turn it into an Airbnb.
It would be a sound investment, though. I mean,
it would, but also it's just one of those things where principle over profit, like a Packer fan should own that home. A Packers fan who goes to every game and is a diehard should own that house and have the usage of it.
Yeah, that's how business works, of course.
I know, but sometimes I hate that. Have I made that clear before? Sometimes I hate that. All right, anyway, yeah, I just saw that. I'm like,
maybe you did. I forgot, like you forgot my name.
I did some triceps extensions. What do you want? I just can't. I can't talk myself into $1.25 million for 750 square feet just because I can walk to the stadium.
If I had the money, absolutely, I would do that. If I lived near Arrowhead Stadium, yeah, I would do that.
What if it was like...
I wouldn't do that in Columbus next to the...
All right, where
the
let's say theoretically. Let's say you're retired. It's 750 square feet. You will not get a bro cave in this house, right? What percentage of your retirement fund... Would that be, and you'd be good with it?
You said that the garage is as big as the house. Why would I not get it?
Okay, fair enough. You can turn the garage into your bro cave if you want. What percentage?
I'll just go into the house to go to sleep.
What percentage of money put away for retirement by you and your blushing bride would you say is cap, max percent of my retirement account I would spend on that house? 10%, 25%, 40%? Like, what percentage of your retirement fund?
First of all, I think it's funny that you think I have a retirement fund when you know where I've worked my life.
What percentage of your wife's retirement fund, and I can make that joke because of me too, what percentage of your wife's retirement fund are you saying you're spending on that house and thinking it's the right call? I'm thinking like maybe 10%.
Depending on what team it is, because she's such a sports fan also, she'd go for it.
Fair enough.
I know I'm in an unusual circumstance, and I'm not trying to be that opposite of what you're, but I am in that unusual circumstance.
There is a percentage. Listen, you're not going 80% of your saved retirement money for that house, right? We know that. So the question is like,
no, because that would be only if you were going to rent it out, because then you know that it probably would pay off. But how soon would it pay off if you did what Keegan said and made it a better?
That's the other thing is like you're looking at, let's say theoretically, let's say you can get $1,000 a night. It's going to take a lot of $1,000 a night to get to $1.25 million. And here's the other part. Nobody's going to Green Bay in July.
And you're also, right? You're going to have to maintain that place.
Yeah.
And clean it up every time someone comes in and has a rager or whatever.
I don't think this is an investment opportunity unless you have the ability to own it for like 50 years. And not just own it for 50 years, but like rent it out the whole time and then one day flip it. Down the line, if you are willing to wrap up $1.25 million because it's an investment you're going to hang on to for 25 years, then yeah, that's not an issue to you. I'm talking about as a super fan, and you got to dip into the retirement fund, are you good with 5, 10, 15, 25, 30% of your retirement to have a house that's close to your favorite football team? Because the answer to me is, I don't think I could or would, and I love my football team, but I don't think I could do that. I think I'd rather have a 1,700 square foot actual house, not a glorified apartment. And I got to take a car to the game on Sundays.
All right, if I were capable of doing it, I absolutely would do it.
All right. 844-326-3663. It popped up. I was interested. Because when people in Green Bay started saying other houses that are a little bit further away than that are going for well north of a milli, I'm like, all right, that thing's going for like 1.25, 1.5.
Again, I don't think I got it. I wouldn't do that at Ohio State. I'd just move back into my old neighborhood. So, I mean, you know.
844-326-3663.
There's no way the houses cost that much there. So
63 is the number to be a part of the show. You can text it. I'll read them on the air. You can call it. I'll put you on the air when we come back. I said a little while ago that I like validation on the show. I like to have a take and then have other people with respected opinions have a similar take because I can go, hey, look at me. I'm a big special guy. I know my ball. I had a take in the preseason about college football. Which I think at this point has been proven very much true. And I think my opinion about the North Carolina Tar Heels has been validated and given the thumbs up by the North Carolina Tar Heels. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back. Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show is on, the Fan Upstate.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whatever Wednesday rolls on, whatever you want to get to here on the Rob Brown Show, text it to 844-326-3663 or give us a buzz and we'll put you on the air. Before the season started, I had a couple of season-long prognostications I was willing to stand on. Some of them, Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt, are actually very good teams and both will be ranked inside of the top 15 at some point this year. Vandy is on the borderline of it. Georgia Tech has gotten there. Some of them, Mike Elko will have this Texas A&M team ready to compete for a national championship. They are undefeated and on the top of the SEC rankings right now. Again, very early in the season, but so far, so true. And that the ACC overall, in this one, I think we are on the direction of it being correct, though I do think we need some more data to say that I'm likely correct. The ACC is going to be a better conference than anyone else gives it credit for. So far, doing pretty well. There were a couple that I got wrong. One of them was, I think Penn State. I think this is the year that the Nittany Lions show we can win the big games now. Not only have they not won the one big game they played, they turned around and they lost one small game. By the way, found this yesterday. Penn State is the first team in north of 60 years that was in the top 10 and lost to an 0-4 team. That just does not happen. So, I got that one wrong. One of the other preseason...
Took me a second to find it. I'm still not used to my board yet.
One of the other preseason prognostications that I made was that the Bill Belichick era at North Carolina was going to be a laughable failure when it was all said and done. I did not see a world in which a 70-year-old coach who had never done it before was going to show up at North Carolina and was going to, in any way, shape, or form, give you forward momentum. And it turns out, not only was I right about that, I'm comically right about it because this team is atrocious, my dudes and my dudettes. And not only are they atrocious, but there is absolutely no sign through 5 weeks that they are getting better. I gave you the reasons for my belief. My belief is that Bill Belichick, not a particularly talented head coach. I think Bill Belichick had two things going for him. I think Bill Belichick was very fortunate to be the guy who had Tom Brady fall into his lap, And number two, I think Bill Belichick was, and this is a good thing for him, Bill Belichick was enabled by an owner who said, whatever you need to do to make this locker room work, you have my full carte blanche authority to do the thing. And all Bill Belichick did was say to every person that ever showed up in Foxborough, when you are here, whatever 12 says goes. Whatever 12 says goes. And if you're not down with that, we'll send you somewhere else. That is the reason that Bill Belichick has won 6 Super Bowls, yes. That is also the reason that without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick is 40 games below 500 as a head coach. You add on to the fact that Bill Belichick is, again, 70 years old. Now, this is not a shot at age. It is just a reality that you're 74. What are you going to do? This is just a reality about life. The older you get, the more difficult it becomes to connect with and successfully communicate with people who are 18, 19, 20 years old. It's just how it works. They will inevitably speak a different language than you. If anyone over the age of 50 can tell me what skibbity toilet means, then we'll have the conversation.
Well, we do know that it means nonsense. And it's also a malleable word or words, which can mean different things in different situations.
Correct, Lonzo. You know it, but why do we know that? Because we heard somebody say it and we said, what the bleep does that mean? And we went and looked it up.
I know it because I have a 7-year-old granddaughter.
There you go.
That's how I know it.
There you go. The point here is,
in order to relate, you got to do some research.
The avenues of communication, the older you get, become more difficult to navigate, or you must put in more effort in order to navigate them.
See, that's the thing. And Belichick probably not putting in that effort, but he managed to bring in a liaison who could help him with such things. And she, I'm sure, is doing that.
So here's why I'm talking about this. Yesterday, the University of North Carolina made an announcement. You will remember that during the preseason, Hard Knocks said, we are not doing a preseason Hard Knocks. We're not doing it. And so the folks who make Hard Knocks then said, well, if we're not going to do an NFL Hard Knocks, we will do a college football Hard Knocks. And in order to bridge the gap between the NFL world that Hard Knocks has been focused on for the past, 20-something years, we will do an NFL coach, Bill Belichick, going into the college world. Let's see where those two worlds meet up. So they started that process, and then the Hard Knocks side of it got shut down. But North Carolina announced they would be producing their own documentary, and they were partnering with Hulu for the distribution. Now, this never got said and never got confirmed. But via on-tape interactions and all of the context clues surrounding it, I have floated the theory, and I am comfortable saying, my bet is Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend said, we're just going to do this ourselves so that we can control the narrative of this documentary. Now, I don't even really have an issue with that, to be honest with you, because if you're going to have a documentary done about your team, especially in a world like college football, where your image could make the difference of whether the next 5-star quarterback comes to play for you or not, controlling your image is a huge deal. You may not give the most honest documentary in the world, but that's kind of the best part about filming your own documentary, right? It's kind of like when a authority figure of some type is caught on camera doing something wrong, and then they go, we're going to investigate us. And then they come out and they go, after thorough investigation of us, we found that us did nothing wrong.
Or like The Last Dance, where Michael Jordan has say on
exactly.
Yeah.
The Last Dance was wildly entertaining, but not for a second do I think that the majority of things said in it are actually true. There may be traces of the truth, but when Mike got to sign off on what got said and did not get said, I don't really believe the stories. that are told from Mike's perspective.
Well, we got that one meme from his security guard.
We got the one of him looking at the laptop saying, and I took that personally. Like, yeah, great for memeing. Not necessarily great of telling the truth of what actually happened back during the 90s Bulls and the three-peats. Now, with that being said, my belief is that Jennifer said, we are going to take over this so that we can control the narrative. I don't even have an issue with that. What I find amusing is that yesterday, the University of North Carolina said, we're not doing this documentary anymore. They went ahead and hit the off switch on the season-long documentary. Now, obviously, things are not going great at North Carolina. But I would say, if I was trying to do something about image, and I genuinely believed that the guy that was running the program, the guy in charge of the program, is the guy that is going to turn the program into something one day, something that we would be proud of, then I would say, don't you run with that documentary. And don't you run with that documentary because, one, there are a few types of genres that Americans love. Good gosh almighty, do we love a plucky underdog story, don't we? We love Miracle on Ice. We love the Little Giants. We love Major League. We love a plucky underdog story. And if UNC genuinely believed that Bill Belichick was the guy that was going to point them in the right direction, and yes, maybe we have to suffer a little bit in the short term for the long-term game of trusting the process to get where we want to go, you do the documentary and you tell it as a story of adversity, and you tell it as a story of conflict, and you show it from the perspective of, this is what it looks like as we change the culture to what the culture is going to be that you, next generation of great high school football players, are going to want to be a part of. That you, guys who are going in the transfer portal January 2nd through 16th of next year, that you are going to want to be a part of. Because, hey, we've got the greatest football coach of all time. And look at how we are laying the foundation for future success in this program. The fact that they killed this documentary off tells me one thing and one thing alone. That's not happening. That's not happening. Because if there was one way that you could film this documentary and that you could spin this documentary off into a positive about the football program, you friggin' do the documentary. The fact that they are not tells me they cannot find one angle of positivity in what is happening right now.
So,
not one.
So if they were winning, this thing happens?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they were winning, this thing happens. If they believe that we're not winning, but would you look at the growth in this locker room, the chemistry, the development, the advancement of this football team, like we are moving towards where we want to go, you tell that story. If you say the only positive thing is that Bill Belichick is very clearly building this foundation, you center it around him and you tell that story. But the fact that two things broke yesterday. Number one, they're canceling the documentary. And at the same time, TV and radio stations out of Raleigh and Chapel Hill were reporting that UNC had to tell their football team, hey guys, don't sell your tickets to games. That's against the rules and you could be suspended and have your eligibility taken away. That's known. That means that the guys in that locker room who knew you can't do that were like, screw it, I'm going to do it anyway. That's a lack of culture. That's a lack of accountability. So by that documentary being canceled, on the same day that that story broke, what it is telling me is Bill Belichick has no culture in that locker room. He has no accountability himself in that locker room. He basically showed up and thought, I'm Bill Belichick. Everyone will lay down for me because I have six rings. No, you don't. Brady has six rings, and you were along for the ride. Knock it off. Knock it off. You have no accountability.
Technically, he does.
I mean, he owns six rings. I mean,
you know,
he does not own six rings because of him.
So do the trainers and the kicker and stuff.
But
so.
That would be the same as if the trainer walks into a hospital and goes, "You should make me your chief surgeon because I have six rings."
That is not the same.
That is exactly the same.
No,
it's a spectacular analogy, and I knocked that one out of the park.
Okay, all right.
That was a pitch down the middle, just like Cam Schlitter is going to do tonight for the Yankees. This is to me, and I like North Carolina. I like the image. I like the vibe. I like the people I know that went there. This is freaking hysterical to me because it was obvious before it happened, but a bunch of non-football dudes in North Carolina decided, no, we know best. We know best. Not the football guys. We know best. And this is what happens when non-football guys make the calls. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show, final segment. You want in? Now's the time to get in on a whatever Wednesday. You tell us what it is that you want to talk about on the way out the door. 844-326-3663. Shoot us a text. We will read them on the air or call that number, and we will get to it, get you on the air as well. This isn't necessarily a story that I think many, most, some, all, none. I don't really know what the reaction to it is going to be. I know it is very interesting to me. You guys know that although I have not done it much the last couple of weeks for some personal reasons, one of the things in years gone by that I have enjoyed doing is some film study. I like to take clips of plays. I did this with Rasul Faison when he signed, or when he got his waiver to play with South Carolina. I did a whole film breakdown on who and what he is as a running back and how South Carolina could take advantage of this player. I love doing film study. I like looking at tape. I like seeing what I can learn. We talked about this. We talked about this early with Clemson, right? Right after Clemson scored on the opening play of their game against North Carolina on a bit of a trick play, right? Pitch out wide to Antonio Williams, and then he throws the ball down the field for a touchdown. There was a reaction. Lonzo said that he had it. We had somebody on the text line agree with Lonzo earlier in the show that it sent a message that the team was desperate. They were doing desperate things. Now, I think that's probably true if you're like down 14 in the fourth quarter, whatever. I was fine with it. And the reason why was film study. Because one of the things that jumped off the page to me about North Carolina when I was watching their game last week, which is one of the reasons I said a key to the game for me was Cade Klubnik needs to take advantage of overly aggressive defensive backs, specifically cornerbacks. The North Carolina cornerbacks, when they recognize run, or they even think that they recognized run, they get downhill and they get downhill fast. Like, they attack the run to the point that I would describe it as they are over-aggressive in attacking the run. Now, I love a DB who's willing to attack the run, stick his head in there on a full-speed running back and try to make a tackle, or at least slow him up till the cavalry arrives. But you still have to make sure that they are not utilizing your over-aggressiveness on the run to bait you into, I don't know, a sprint out, pitch out to a wide receiver who then throws the ball over your head. Clemson did it. They score a touchdown. It looked great. It looked great because they took advantage of something that North Carolina does incorrectly. And I thought that's a positive. So we started talking about the fact that that was something, and Dabo Swinney even said it at the, I don't remember if it was the halftime break of the postgamer, but at one point he said, we saw on tape that North Carolina's cornerbacks are super aggressive against the run, and we wanted to try to take advantage of that early. You also had to know in that game that with Max Johnson and his bionic leg starting in that game, you didn't really have an agile run game. Like, North Carolina can't run the ball. So if you go out there and you score a couple of times early and you put them in a hole, you know that their quarterback is, with all the respect in the world for Max Johnson, because I got to tell you, if what happened to him happened to me, I'd have probably died. That man got 1,000 leg surgeries done, has a metal rod for a femur, should not even be able to walk. There was amputation on the table.
That scar,
and he played.
Dude, that scar.
It's brutal.
It's
brutal. And yet, my man is out there playing fearless in the face of a defensive front seven that has multiple NFL draft picks, or at least was supposed to. So, you knew that if you could put them in a hole and you force them into throwing the ball, you could attack a quarterback who has no mobility. Hey, the game tilts in your favor, right? It's good film study. I love film study. So, yesterday, Dan Orlovsky, who covers the NFL for ESPN, and I am going to say, and I mean this, I don't think that there is, in sports media right now, I'm trying to rack my brain for anybody to even put in the conversation. I don't think that there is anybody in media right now, at least that I am aware of or that has come across my radar so far, that is quite as good as breaking game film down as Dan Orlovsky. I think Orlovsky is the best. And there's a lot of guys out there that are very, very good at it. But Dan Orlovsky, with the knowledge of a quarterback, even if he didn't have the talent for it, the knowledge of a quarterback, combined with the experience, I think Dan Orlovsky is as good, if not better, than everybody else on social media at breaking down film. Well, yesterday, Dan Orlovsky said that the NFL has now prohibited him from utilizing game film to do these film breakdowns that he does. Earlier this week, Dan Orlovsky, who made multiple film breakdown social media posts every week, stopped doing it. In fact, he put up a tweet talking about Cam Ward where he said, for Titans fans, and since I'm not allowed to post video anymore, go watch first. And then he just lists a bunch of plays followed by what he saw in that play. So now, if you want to know what Orlovsky thought of these certain plays, you have to go find the game. You have to go find the spot in the game. You have to watch the film yourself and read Orlovsky's comments. Now, I get why the NFL, the MLB, the NHL, the MLS, the NBA, all of them want to protect their footage. This is why you get that message at the end of every MLB game that says, usage of footage from this game is not appropriate without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. That's why.
So did he have permission before and then they took it away?
I don't. So
because he's been doing this for a while and he's worked at ESPN for a very long time.
And that is part of why this is interesting, is because ESPN and the NFL are obviously in bed together at this point. It is kind of interesting to me that the NFL would now say, listen, you can't use our footage to make breakdowns. And here's the reality. If a guy like Dan Orlovsky, can't use film, you know damn well I can't use any more film. And I have done it. I haven't done it a lot this year. But last year, especially in the back half of the season, when Bryce Young was cooking a little bit, I was pulling clips from where I could pull clips to do some game rundown, to show you what I'm seeing. Like, this is different from the first half to the second half. Here's the same play they ran in week two. It didn't work. And here's where they ran it in week 10 and it did work. And here's why. And you drew this guy out of position and Bryce Young made this move and that moved the linebacker and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's fun to me. But, you know, I can't use it anymore. Now, Kane asked the question, does he not have a case for fair use? Now, if you get into the YouTube world, that line, that phrase is going to become very important because you do have a right in the United States to utilize otherwise copyrighted footage if you are going to either parody or if you are going to use it for educational purposes. And I think Dan Orlovsky can make the argument that he was using NFL video to educate football fans on what to look for on a football field. But I also think it's simply a matter of, when the NFL and ESPN got in bed together, remember what I said was my big concern at the time, which was ESPN now actively has a massive billion-dollar financial interest in the NFL looking as good as it can look and being as happy as they can be.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at. Now.
So this, to me, goes down the path of the biggest concern that I had with it. And by the way, exact same concern I've had about ESPN being in bed with the SEC, right? I have made the argument, and I don't think it's even a conspiracy theory. Why do you think Kirk Herbstreit was on College Game Day talking a bunch of bleep about Florida State in the run-up to the 23 college football playoff selection show? Because ESPN wanted Alabama in. Because without Alabama getting in, there was no SEC team in, which means the network carrying it did not have one of their teams in as they own the SEC and vice versa. My concern, my fear with the NFL getting into bed with ESPN was that the most powerful can pay to bully everybody else out of the market, sports journalistic outlet, now is compromised. They are in bed with the NFL. And here is the NFL saying, we don't want Orlovsky using game film just to educate. My bet is somebody at ESPN said, no, we're not going to say fair use doctrine. We're not doing that. You're not going to do this because we don't want to make Roger mad.
Hey, man, I was letting it breathe.
I appreciate it.
You know,
I appreciate it.
I mean, that
it was a good moment.
It was a profound statement, yeah. And it needed just a little bit there. All right, let's see what's Xing today. The first thing that's Xing is LeBron James.
LeBron James was Xing yesterday because he teased the decision too.
We were right.
And we talked a little bit about the fact that within a few minutes of LeBron putting out a social media post teasing the decision too, Lakers tickets skyrocketed in price. You can buy a ticket in April of next year, the cheapest ticket on the year, to see the Lakers play the Jazz for like $82. That ticket was over $500 after LeBron put out the tease. And so Lonzo and I ended the day by saying, this has got to be an advertisement, right? Like, LeBron is going to sucker these people in, and he's going to do an advertisement. That's exactly what happened. He went and advertised, I think it was Hennessy.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, Hennessy is a, it's a liquor. Hennessy is, it's a
liquor. I know the name, so if I know the name, then it's
I'll put it this way.
Been around.
I'll put it this way. Ordinarily, Hennessy is like the number one mentioned drink of rappers. Like when they rap, it's always okay. Hennessy that gets right. mentioned. It is considered a drink for those who go in the club and they're willing to make it rain. If you get my drift there. So the decision to
Hennessy, can you rhyme with Hennessy a bunch?
Or, I mean, sure you can.
Or you put it in the middle of the phrase.
I drink my Hennessy in Tennessee. Like I just did one right there.
Look at you.
I kind of nailed it.
Anyway, freestyling, ladies.
It was 100% an advertisement for Hennessy. Now, we both said we would think it was hilarious. For the record, I absolutely thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, me too.
You know who I don't think thought it was hilarious? The people who went and bought an $82 ticket to the Jazz game for $582 because they thought it's the last time they'll get to see LeBron.
That's on you.
They're probably furious.
That's on the, I don't care about them. I mean, because they can afford that and I can't. So whatever. 1%ers.
What if they couldn't, though? What if they couldn't? What if that was their kid's Christmas money?
Well.
Then you'd feel bad.
Lumps of coal don't cost much, I don't think. All right, the next thing, that's X. That's how you cover it. I mean, if you were a bad kid, I mean, that's too bad. The next thing is X-ing is Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco X-ing because he was traded yesterday. The Cleveland Browns have said, okay, we're going with Dillon Gabriel. Congratulations, by the way, Shedeur Sanders. You are now allowed to be interviewed because you're now the number two quarterback. Joe Flacco sent to the Cincinnati Bengals.
As far as we know,
Bengals.
Is the roster, have they thrown that out there?
They haven't added anybody else yet. So
okay. All right.
By default, he is now QB2 on the Browns roster. Joe Flacco sent to Cincinnati because Jake Browning has been bad at football the last couple of weeks. They have lost three straight since Joey B went down with the turf toe. Look, here's the deal. I'm really interested. If we get last year's Joe Flacco, with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins in that offense, he might have a Jameis Winston 30 for 30 season. 30 tutties, 30 picks on the year. If it is just continuation of this year's Joe Flacco, that's interesting because along with Joe Flacco, the Browns sent a Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick in return for a 5th-round pick. So basically they moved up a round from the 6th to the 5th in return for Joe Flacco. Cool. You're still going to not be good at football.
Yeah, it's probably if he wins, it'll be hilarious.
Listen, I'm all for it. I am all for Joe Flacold. I'm pulling for Flacold. Joe Flacold to prove that old guy still got it. I just don't think he still got it.
All right, the next thing is X-ing is Hunter Renfrow.
I do not know why Hunter Renfrow is X-ing.
Because Jalen Coker is going to be returning.
Yep.
And people are believing that means Hunter Renfrow will be exiting.
That is my bet as to what happens. Because let's keep it a buck. Like Hunter Renfrow was nails for the first couple of games. He's been MIA the last couple of games. He just hasn't been there. And if in that slot you can't provide BY the security blanket, the comfort blanket, the guy who is always open no matter what, and at the end of the day BY knows Hunter's over there somewhere, you're not playing the Adam Thielen role. I'm going to give it to Jalen Coker, who can play that but can also put some speed on the edge. I am pulling for Hunter Renfrow, but from just a football perspective, that would be the guy I would dump as well if Xavier Leggett continues to play the way he played last Sunday.
All right, and finally, the last thing that's X-ing is Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton X-ing because yesterday Dolly Parton's sister said that she is going through some pretty severe health issues and asked for prayers for Dolly Parton. I am simply going to say this. As far as I'm concerned, we should not have another presidential election. Dolly, get through this and let's just make you president for life. Like, you're just president for life, Dolly Parton. You're the best of us. Sincerely, I am pulling for Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. She is one of the best people.
I hope you're pulling for her because the opposite is not pulling for her.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Love Dolly Parton. In my house, Dolly Parton is the queen of earth. And she should be in real life, too. She's the best. All right. That's it for us. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, it's because you had bad taste in radio. Come back tomorrow. We will try all over again. And we might even do a better job. We'll find out. See you tomorrow when we start breaking down the football weekend on the Thursday edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.